Harper One and Harper Audio present Zen and the Art of Saving the Planet by Thich Nhat Hanh. Edited and with commentary by Sister True Dedication. Afterword by Sister Chan Kong. Read by Eduardo Ballerini and True Dedication.
A little note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or you can go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/Zen and the Art of Saving the Planet. The enhancement contains more information on Plum Village and other useful information. Preface. Thich Nhat Hanh, or Thay as we call him, is a poet, scholar, peace activist, Zen master, and man of action. He embodies an inspiring, decisive, compassionate, and fearless engagement that springs from a place of serenity and insight. Thay teaches that to practice meditation is to look deeply into the heart of reality, to see things that others can't see. And, as he says, once there is seeing, there must be acting. Otherwise, what's the use of seeing? A monk for nearly 80 years, Thay has found remarkable ways to combine his practice of meditation and mindfulness with extraordinary actions for peace and social justice, investing his life energy in training the next generation of engaged Buddhists and building healthy communities of mindful living that can continue to be catalysts for change in the world. In the 1960s, Thay created a movement of thousands of young social workers in Vietnam before leaving for the West to call for peace. A leading voice for nonviolent social change, he collaborated with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., with whom he shared a vision for building a beloved community that could transcend division, discrimination, and hatred. A community in which true reconciliation can be possible among all people and among all nations. In the 1970s, together with friends and colleagues, Thay rescued boat people from the high seas off Singapore and initiated one of the very first international environmental conferences in Europe. Over the following decades, Thay created a way of teaching and applying mindfulness in everyday life that could be accessible to millions. He has shared his vision for compassionate leadership with politicians, business people, teachers, activists, and more recently, Silicon Valley CEOs. And from his direct and often painful personal experience of unstable and polarized times, he has developed a simple yet powerful code of global ethics that offers a bright compass to guide our way forward. In this very moment, we face a potent intersection of crises: ecological destruction, climate breakdown, rising inequality, exploitation, racial injustice, and the lasting impacts of a devastating pandemic. The situation is beyond urgent. In order to face these challenges with the best we've got, we need to find ways to strengthen our clarity, compassion, and courage. Cultivating a strong training in meditation and mindfulness is not an opiate to escape what's going on, but a way for us to truly still the mind and look deeply in order to see ourselves and the world clearly. From this foundation of clarity and insight, we'll be able to take the most appropriate, effective action to transform the situation and create a regenerative culture in which all life is respected. Thay tells us that the world doesn't need another ideology or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?